Introduced into Australia's waterways many years ago, carp have become a major pest for a lot of local species. Taking the fight to the carp, the South Australian town of Barmara created a fishing competition to try to cut back on the amount of carp in the local lake. In previous years, fishermen at the event caught about a couple of thousand carp, but this year they caught a massive 16,000. So what's behind the carp explosion, and what can be done to slow them down? The Wire's Jordan Curtis has the story.
Australia's carp problem is getting out of hand and numbers continue to increase. Local communities have taken it upon themselves to try and help out, with events like SA Carp Frenzy in Barmara to fish as many carp out of the waterways as they can. One of the event organisers, Kim Manning, explained how they came up with the SA Carp Frenzy.
We started off trying to remove the pest species out of our lake because we were a tourist town. So we thought we will, mate and I thought we would start a fishing competition.
Have you had an increase in people taking part in the fishing event?
Yeah, last year we had, off my head, it was either 350 or 380 fishermen, and this year it was pretty much 500.
You managed to pull 16,000 fish out of the lake this
yep.
year, and so I guess you can't really attribute that to going from 3,500 to 500.
Nothing to do with the, well, maybe minor amount to do with the fishermen. It's because we had a flood, or a minor flood, over Christmas. So it was a black water event, which was caused from the river flowing through the Barma Forest and picking up leaf matter, and you know, that's another story. But during that flood, the carp have bred really heavily. A lot of these carp that were caught in the 16,000 were like only small carp, like 100 mil. So there's a lot of baby carp. There's probably millions in there.
Do you notice any change in the lake following the festival?
No, mate, I think it's the tip of the iceberg. I'd say there'd be another million laying around in there. So if there's a million carp in there, we've taken out 16,000. There's probably still 984,000 in there. It's crawling with them at the moment.
SA Carp Frenzy organiser, Kim Manning. The massive haul of carp raised some eyebrows in the ecology world. Matt Barwick is the coordinator of the National Carp Control Plan, the group tasked with finding a way to curb the carp catastrophe. He explains why carp numbers are on the rise.
Carp numbers have increased fairly dramatically in fairly recent times. So obviously, we got a big flood around the Christmas period at the start of this year. It just happened to happen at the perfect timing for carp to spawn in large numbers. And now we're starting to see some of those fish reach a size where people can catch them in a yabby trap or on a hook and line. And obviously down in South Australia with the recent carp fishing event, that's why we saw such astronomical numbers.
Carp in such big numbers, they do pose a risk to the environment?
Look, there's no doubt that carp do pose a risk to the environment. The main way that they do that is well, by absorbing so much of the available resources that, you know, our native fish, for example, or water birds might actually use otherwise. So, you know, carp are bottom feeders. So if there's a lot of carp in the system, they just soak up the available resources. But what they also do as they're feeding is make the water muddy. And what that does is block sunlight to the aquatic vegetation. So the aquatic vegetation doesn't do so well, and the bugs that live in the vegetation don't do so well. So it actually creates this ecosystem shift. And, of course, the more carp there are, the bigger the impact.
So what is being done to stem the growth of the carp population? Because I know there was plans to introduce a strain of herpes into the carp population.
Yeah, look, there have been a lot of different approaches that have been explored over the last couple of decades to try and return a balance and control carp impacts. I mean, the carp fishing event that we saw down in South Australia, you know, that's one such example. In places like Tasmania, they've tried creating, synthesizing sex pheromones, so chemicals that female carp give off that attract males, so that we can, you know, create those chemicals and increase the effectiveness of traps. All these things have been tried, but I really need to make the point that whilst all of that effort has been going on, carp numbers have quadrupled over the last decade. So these methods haven't been working. We do need something different, and that's why we've been looking at biological control.
Matt Barwick, coordinator of the National Carp Control Plan. SA Carp Frenzy organiser Kim Manning says he's looking forward to the day when his event is no longer necessary.
Oh, I'd love to see the carp go, especially after the last flood. I don't want people to think that it's just Lake Bonnie. The carp are like this in the river right through from Lock 1 to the border. I'm not sure what they're like over the border. They may not be quite as bad, but probably 400 or 500 k's of river stretch that are in South Australia, there's literally millions of them in there.
Carp fisherman Kim Manning ending that report by The Wire's Jordan Curtis.